Hello everyone, Merry Christmas. This show is sponsored to you by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great tasting healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with healthy and delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support this podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/joey. That's right, totally free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/joey. Show is also brought to you by MeUndies.com. Go to MeUndies.com and check out the pictures they have of the men's and women's underwear they have. And they have shirts and socks and a whole bunch of products. Right now, go to MeUndies.com/Joey. And you're going to get 20% off of your first order. And for a very limited time, they're doing free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that's MeUndies.com/Joey. Go to Onnit.com and use code word CHURCH to get 10% off of any of their great supplement products. Like Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Immune, Shroom Tech Sport. It's code word CHURCH to get 10% off. And the show is also brought to you by Iron Dragon TV. Iron Dragon TV is a brand new Roku channel. It has all of your favorite martial arts films from the Ip Man series. Joey just said they added a new movie.
Sonny Chiba.
A Sonny Chiba movie. Go to Iron Dragon TV and use code word Joey and you're going to get 2 free rentals of all of their martial arts movies.
Oh shit. Oh shit. We never open up this church with Tool, but it's Christmas Eve, motherfuckers. And we're going deep, like Lee on a Monday night. Deep, deep, deep.
I don't know if I've ever taken an edible at 9 in the morning. We took a bunch at 6 in the morning.
I gave Lee an edible this morning for Christmas. 10 milligrams.
Like, no, it wasn't.
10 milligrams. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Get up, wash your pussy, shine your shoes. You don't want to be out there like a fucking Momo walking around. Oh, shit. It's Christmas Eve. You want to look good, you want to feel good. It's all over. The church. Joel Cranston is with us today. Lee Syatt's with us today.
Hello.
Is it the last day of Hanukkah?
I think last night was.
You didn't do shit.
Fuck no.
You ate 3 edibles out of 8 days. You should be ashamed of yourself. What type of Jew are you, cocksucker?
Yeah, but I probably ate about 27 servings of edibles. That's the amount you give me.
What's happened, buddy?
Nothing. I messed up today.
What happened?
I called you and I have a couple of gifts. I need cards, like Christmas cards for my girlfriend. So I for Paula. So I went to CVS and I picked up 2. I went to the cash register. I was still waking up. I paid for it. As I was walking out, I looked at the receipt. It was $12. I looked down. One of the cards was $9. And I was just like, what is happening? I thought they were $2.
Then I fucking
It doesn't even really matter, but I just picked up 2 cards. I was like, oh, she likes dogs. These 2 dogs.
I picked up 3 cards and 1 nasal spray, and a pack of gum was $41.
Jesus.
At CVS. I didn't realize it till the walkout.
Wow.
You don't realize so many things until you're walking out or you're going, what the fuck did I do that for? How did that happen in my life, you know?
It cost more. I 2 of my gifts for Paula are under what that card cost. I got, she's at the gym. I got her a movie and a t-shirt. The t-shirt was like $5. There's a picture of a pug on it and a Santa hat. And I got her a movie and it was like $8. So it's less than a freaking Christmas card.
What are you gonna do? It's Christmas. What do you give a fuck about? You know, you're gonna go over there tonight and play Mexican domino.
Loteria.
You got a couple edibles in you.
I do. That's gonna be interesting.
Come by the house around 4:30. We'll do a few bong hits before you go over there.
Hell no,
it's Christmas Eve. Forget about your calories.
Oh,
you're
gonna
go over there.
She's making tamales.
You're at a Mexican house. You got no calories. No.
Corn. Yeah, there's no chance.
The fucking thing goes off the meter today, and there's not even desserts.
Just sweet tamales.
Yeah, so they just bat food. There's no salad there today. There's no lettuce.
There's never been
nothing.
Salad there.
There's no hummus. There's no tabbouki.
They don't even have pepper on their table. They have 2 salt shakers. They don't have any.
That's fucking hilarious. Joel Cranston, talk to me, baby.
How you doing, Joey D?
How are you, my
good?
I've been trying to get you on here. You called in once when John Evan was on, but it wasn't the phone or something, and I didn't think that the people had gotten the full patois of what you do and who the fuck the doctor is. I have no knee pain today.
Awesome.
I have
awesome.
Soreness. That's from doing the kettlebells and the bicycle. But that little knee pain I had and the side there, Mm-hmm. When I went to physical therapy, they told me that pain is where a lot of muscles meet there or something.
Yeah, there's a few.
Some might have pulled something there, like a hamstring or something. I don't know. I didn't get the new toe ring, though, but I'm going to go today. I washed that one and put this one on.
Perfect.
Wait, you have toe rings?
Not a toe ring. Tell them, Doc.
It's a silicone toe spacer.
Oh, okay.
It just keeps the big toe apart so you can push off of it a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
How much of your profession is learning? Like, how often does it change? Because you go to medical school for 8 years, and then you have to do all that training. And then even in podcasting and technology stuff, it changes so quickly. But medicine, like, people have their lives in your hands, so it must be constant.
I learn with every client I work on. So it's evolving every day, every client.
So what are you – let's get it out, because I went on the webpage today. You are a...
I'm an exercise physiologist and a kinesiologist.
There you go. Okay. Because I didn't want... Last time I called you a chiropractor and your face turned red. And I said, fuck, I ain't going to call him no chiropractor no more and shit. And what is... Where'd you go to college at?
I went to SUNY Cortland. It's okay. It's a big phys ed school in upstate New York, and it's where the men are men and the women are too.
So it's one of those places.
Yes. Okay.
And that's what schools are like when you... go to a football game, you see the trainers on the sidelines.
Yes.
That's who goes to those schools, for kinesiology.
Yeah, it's a big teaching school, too.
And kinesiology, when you study kinesiology, what does it cover exactly?
It's basically the study of human movement. Okay. So you're watching movement and seeing if there's a dysfunctional movement pattern in it.
I got a complete dysfunctional fucking movement. I'm pigeon-toed. One leg's longer than the other, got one nut bigger than the other, you know.
It's hey, a that's normal. That's true. But, Joey, you have the best feet I've ever worked on.
And what determines that?
The mobility of your feet.
Really?
Are awesome. Perfect.
And people don't have good mobility in their feet?
No. Most people do not.
I have flat feet. I can't do shit.
See?
I hate it. So, yeah, that's good.
So what type of people come to you for help?
Most people that come to me have been to physical therapy, they've been to chiropractors, and they're not getting better.
Okay.
So they'll come to me after that as a desperation to see if they can get some help. And probably over 90% of the time, I can get it. So it's fun for me to do that, and just to help people that, you know, that kind of lost hope, and to give them a little bit of hope that they can get better.
Well, how do you deal with people's expectations of getting it done quickly? Like, there's a new sign at my gym that annoys me every time I see it. Because this is the first time I've been at a gym, and now it's getting busier with people with the New Year's resolutions and stuff. But there's a big sign at the front that says, get super fit, super fast, with, like, one of their classes. And I've noticed, like, when I go to the gym, I go around the same time every day, and I've noticed people who are there all the time. But then I notice people who come, like, once or twice and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like how hard is it for you to be like, okay, this is going to take, it's not going to be one visit and then your back's going to be better?
Well, sometimes it is for me. I've had people that are going to chiropractor for like 6 months, 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting any better in one session. I have them better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you have to understand it depends on the situation and what the person is coming in for, you know, but typically I can get them better in 3 or 4 sessions.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing what we live with. I got a root canal last week. I went to the doctor 4 weeks ago, and he says, you got to replace that tooth back there. We'll yank it, and we'll put a crown, whatever the fuck they, I don't even know the wording on this. So he put a substitute in there for a few weeks until the thing got made. December 2nd, I walked back in. As he's taking the substitute out, he goes, Joey, you need a root canal, the tooth in front of it. Because if I put this on, it's going to, I'm going to have to go back in there later. I can put it on for you, no worries. We're going to be back in 8 months fucking complaining, or this weekend, I don't want you in pain over the holidays. I said, do the root canal. Do you know that I went home and I feel a lot better? Because for the last year, I've been walking around with a little bit of pain.
Really?
Not subconscious. You know, you chew on this side. And the other day, I chewed on this side for the first time. I was like, that's amazing how much better I feel. We don't even know. Like, finally, I went to see you yesterday. I've had that pain for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept thinking it was going to go away. I wanted to go see you anyway, say hello, and you work on my whole body and the whole thing. Plus, my acupuncturist takes a whole month of December off.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't get any. I didn't get my adrenals cleaned this month. It's a fucking nightmare. She's not coming back till the 6th.
And get it together, Dr. Amy.
Yeah, Dr. Amy, with the weed and stuff, she always cleans my adrenals and keeps the gallbladder fresh. So, because the THC gets sticky in your gallbladder. She breaks it down for me, so she's like, I want to keep that valve going. So you have, but we walk around with pain sometimes. After a while, it's amazing what we accept in our daily lives because we have so many other things on our mind that occupy. It's not pain that you're like, like Anderson Silva when he broke his leg. It's this, you know, if you had it in your ears, it'd be like a slight buzzing. Yes. But you just live over it and you avoid it and you have a life to do. So when people come into you, and like yesterday, I came in, last night I still had a little bit of pain. I went to Universal City, I walked around, I went to Orange County, did a show last night. It was fucking crazy.
Really?
Yeah, down by George Perez's. And, you know, when I got home last night, I iced them. Both of them, just because I had done the kettlebells and I rode the bike. And the bike goes up to, like, resistance of 14, so you're pushing, you know? So I know I'm... So I put two ice bags on, and then I did... I put the electrodes on last night. This morning I woke up, I still have... They're sore, but that pain is gone.
Nice.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I was living with this shit. You know? And you just live with it after a while. You go, fuck it, what am I going
to
do?
But that's always scary. I always read news articles like... He had this pain, then he goes to the thing, and he has cancer, and it always scares me.
Well, you know, if you have a pain in your fucking heart, that you got to go to the doctor. I mean, like a pain in your wrist because you fell down the stairs when you were drunk one night, and you just keep taking the leaves. And you know it's not. You know how many people do not have insurance in this country? From the age of 15 to the age of 97, 70, 30 something, I didn't have insurance. So I was a Puerto Rican doctor. If I could survive without going to emergency rooms and shit, you just don't. Number two, you have the fear factor. Some people don't really want to fucking know, Lee. Well, you know, if I have an earache for 10 weeks, not in the ear, but above the ear, and I feel a tumor there, a guy like me will say, fuck it. Before I met you, like 15 years ago, I'd say, fuck it. I'll wait for the tumor to come out and I'll die. There's people who don't want to fucking know. Uh-huh. And then one day somebody talks them into going to the doctor, and they had, like, a fat ball on their head. And it was that easy. I had this thing on my neck. And every time my heart beat, the thing would swell. I didn't tell anybody. I was like, fuck it, I got cancer. I ain't going to tell anybody. I'll just snort coke till the ball flies out of my fucking shoulder someday. And I went to a doctor. My wife, who at the time was my girlfriend, Marilyn Martinez, who died, talked me into going to the doctor. And it was a fat ball that was benign. A little surgery, and I was gone. It was... Most people don't do that. I had a fear of needles, and I still went down there because of my cats. I liked my cats so much. I don't want to die of my fucking cats. Fuck the girlfriend. Fuck this comedy shit and my friends. It's those cats I don't want to leave behind. But there's just so many things that we tolerate after a while that we don't even know. And people must come into you and go, you know what? I had this. You were telling me a story about the lady with the knee, with the ACL. Some fuck. And you sit there and look. It's like the people who... their windshield breaks, and they'll do everything they can not to get a new fucking windshield.
Put the rag on there.
They'll put the rag on there, the fucking duct tape with the little eyes. You're going to have to pay me now, pay me later. Go see this fucking guy, you know?
Right, yeah, before it gets worse. I'm sure that happens a lot.
Yeah, they wait till it's
Yeah, people
late.
Come see you at the last resort before. Now on television, they sell, which is the worst thing in the world, because I suffer from sleep apnea. And I know that you have to go to the doctor, get a machine, and that's it. But again, not America. America now has a company who, for a thing, you'll stop snoring.
Yep.
So motherfuckers will do that. I would be the first one to do that. If I had to go to the doctor or get, what? For $10.99, I could order a thing and put it on my nose and stuff. And all you're doing is worsening the situation.
Right. What's that thing I've seen a commercial for where it's like a sleeve you put on your calf? And it stops lower back pain because of, like, acupressure. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did see that.
That seems scary. Like, that, if you have that much pain, that shouldn't just be something you, like, just smooth over with a sleeve on your leg.
Yeah, well, a lot of times what happens is the foot becomes dysfunctional, so the glute doesn't work. And then the back has to do a lot of the work for you. So what that does is it puts a pressure point into your calf, which will turn your butt back on, which will take away your back pain.
Okay, so it is good. So not all of it's a scam.
It's a Band-Aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lee asked you an interesting question about constantly learning. I'm sure you mix philosophies. I'm sure that, you know, you have to borrow a little bit from the Chinese, a little acupuncture. How interesting. How great is that? And then you come up with your own style. When I went to see you yesterday, you spoke of a new workout you were developing.
Yeah, in the last year or so, I've had the great opportunity of having some great mentors throughout my years. Lois Laney helping me with the breathing stuff. Dr. Aaron Mattis, who does the active isolated stretching, and there's Eric Dalton, who's done like some of the myoskeletal massage, and been very, very fortunate to have them in my life. But in the last year or so, I'm like, there's something different. There's something else out there. So now I'm looking at more of the structure of the body and getting the symmetrical aspects of the body. Like with you, we found that your chest was rotated in one direction. And once we started rotating it back, you were half asleep on the table. But once that rib moved, you woke up and you're like, what just happened? You know, and you could feel your breathing got better and all that kind of stuff. So I've been working with that. So I have what I'm calling a voila, which basically means there you go. So once the body goes back into position, it becomes symmetrical. The body, it becomes alive again. And just recently, I was teaching a chiropractor how to work on me with this voila system. And he touched a spot in my head, and I had an injury when I was like 7 or 8 years old. I went off a cliff in a wagon. Who doesn't do that, right? And I hit my head and got knocked out. And he touched that spot, and a little tear came down my eye. And it was a happy tear because my body had been waiting 40 years for someone to touch it the way it wanted to go. And it was just amazing. It was the first time I actually had the treatment done to myself. So I got to feel what my clients are feeling. And it was really, really cool. I really enjoy it. And just keep learning. Every time I work on somebody, like I said, I pick up something new, or my brain will be with the client, but it'll also be going, why is this happening? So I'm always pushing myself to find out what's more out there that I could learn.
Your breathing exercises help me dramatically. The one where I hold my nose, you know, the tape on the mouth at night with the sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Every night I wake up and the tape is ripped off. I bought this special yellow tape. I went to CVS. I asked them. I'd rip it off. You know why? Because my nose clogs up.
Mm-hmm.
And I even put 2 shots in my nose before I went to bed. As soon as I go horizontal, my nose shoots up. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I'm in jiu-jitsu. I just sprayed the fucking nostrils. Just fucking sprayed them. Just sprayed them before I went on the mat. I'll get on my side, and I got to tap because I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah.
Something about...
What are you spraying with?
First, I got this Flonase. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And you know what that does? Dick. Then I went in and I said, Doc, they gave me that fucking Flonase, but it was the first of the insurance, so I paid $99 for that Flonase. So I treat that Flonase like cocaine. I hide it by the food cabinet. And if I'm in the kitchen every once in a while, I feel guilty. I just hit it just to make me feel okay because I'm a Cuban Jew. I paid $99 for that fucking nose spray. Do you understand me?
So you're going to use every last drop? Even not that
I use every last drop. First off, I'm spreading it out thin. That's got to last me like 8 fucking years. And it's just a little bottle. So I hit it real lightly, like a little Coke bump. I just hit it real, and I just put it back. My wife goes, why do you keep it in there? Because it's $99 fucking dollars. You understand me? If I put it in the bathroom, I hit it every day, and I won't get my money's worth out of it. So when I went to the ear doctor this time, I said, Doc, that Flonase you gave me, I wiped my ass with that. I'm still at fucking CVS buying 3 Afrins a week. So he gave me something strong, and I put that in the cabinet because that came out to like 23. Again, I approach it with caution. I hit it twice, and that's worked okay, but an hour later, I can't take a chance with it. There's nothing worse for me than when I'm out fucking around with people. Like if I'm here right now and I go, and I can't breathe, this podcast is doomed because I won't be thinking about what you're saying or your words. I'm thinking about getting anxiety. I can't fucking breathe, guys. I start getting anxiety. And it happened
to you a couple of times, right?
Oh, my God. In your old office one day with an edible, we were talking. I had a sweater on. It was getting warm, and I couldn't breathe, and it got worse and worse.
You took the headphones off?
I had to take the headphones off. This is when I was getting it really bad, and I got hypnotized in that. Because my breathing isn't really my breathing. It's the tail end of the sleep apnea. the fear of the sleep apnea. So I hold my breath.
Well, the fear is a big thing. And you've mentioned a couple of times, you go into survival mode. So now you can't thrive. And like you said, you can't think. You're not thinking about what someone else is saying so you can respond. You're thinking, how can I survive right now? And that a lot of people are driving around like that out there. It's scary.
It's amazing when you get, when you find realizations about yourself. Oh, my God, I didn't know my heel hurt that bad till I went. Oh, my God, I didn't know my glasses were that bad. When I had the vertigo, you spoke about your eyesight. And I went.
Yeah, my mom has it. She's had it for years. And the doctor gives her, like, eye exercises to do. Mm-hmm. And it's still bad sometimes. But
it's still bad. Those eye exercises wake up your dizziness a little bit. So I've done them. They wake it up a little bit. You got to catch yourself. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ. I got to drive to Hollywood on Laurel Canyon. I hope I don't fucking get dizzy on Laurel Canyon. Because I always get kind of dizzy on Laurel Canyon.
Hell anyway. Yeah.
Always. So the Wala system.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down for Uncle Joey.
All right, so basically it's a whole body system where we create symmetry throughout the skeletal structure through joint balancing movements. And we do this to create stability in the body so you can be stable, so you can move better. And it just really brings people into optimal performance. We worked on a 17-year-old hockey player and worked on prior to the game. And after the first period, I got an opportunity to talk to him in between periods. And he's like, I feel different. I'm like, well, what does that mean? And he goes, well, I just feel weird. And you know, he's 17, so he really doesn't understand his body that well. And I go, well, what does that mean? And he goes, well, I don't know. I just feel different. I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean? He goes, well, I feel like I'm outside of my body watching myself play hockey, and I know where the puck is going to be before it gets there. And I'm like, dude, they call that the zone. You're in the zone right now. You know?
So is it only athletes you work on, or do you work on everybody? Like, what do people come to see you for?
A lot of times people don't know why they come into me, or they come into me for a specific reason, and I end up finding it's a totally different reason than they actually came in for. But to answer your question, I work on everybody. I work on 4-year-olds to 94 years old. As a matter of fact, yesterday I worked on a pit bull. I worked on a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the dog?
Well, the dog was at the dog park, and he hurt his shoulder and started yelping. And when he would jump off the couch, he would yelp. So the owner brought the dog in, and I did a little bit of work on him. And next thing I know, the dog's running around playing with my dogs.
Getting attacked by the fucking hot dog.
Yeah, my little hot dog was taking care of him.
That's hysterical. So when Joey had his knee issue, I saw an article on ESPN. It was really interesting. I watched a whole video on it.
Really? That was really interesting what you sent me.
It was on Veterans Day, and they were at Veterans Hospital, and they have a tourniquet therapy where they have like a medical tourniquet, and they put it on you when you're working out. And they said you're able to work out with less weight, but because you have less blood flow, it helps build muscle faster and help recovery. Is that a new thing, or is that just... Because I saw it on ESPN, and I just thought it was cool, so I sent it to him because of his knee.
I have not seen that. The only thing I can think of with that is when they take the tourniquet off, you get a flush of blood in there, and that will really help with the recovery. That's the only thing I can think of with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's like Joe and those guys? They take the blood out.
Yeah.
You do something, you shoot it back in. It's what Peyton Manning did, or one of the Mannings.
Kobe Bryant did it. Yeah, they're doing it in Germany now.
They do it in Germany, therapy, right? Yeah. But they do it also. You know, medicine is just... I think a lot of my knee issues, I hurt my wrist doing kettlebells, you know, doing cleans. Jesus. The thing swung around and must have knocked it off the loop or something.
Yeah.
And I'm different than a lot of people go, you know what, I have a wrist injury, I'm just going to rest it. And I think that's the worst thing sometimes. I like giving injuries blood. The only way they're going to heal is by giving it blood. You know, you have to move it. You have to give it oil. You know, people, oh, I have a bad back. I knock on wood every day that I don't have a bad fucking back. I feel terrible for those people.
Yeah.
And I think after a while, it becomes mental. I think after a while... did I tell you guys I fainted the other day?
No.
Fucking horrifically.
When?
Horrifically. Oh, my God. So one night last week, Lee and I did a podcast or something, and I left here stoned to the fucking gills. We smoked dope with somebody. We ate edibles. I went back to the thing, and I cut myself with a Bic razor. I forgot to bring my Dollar Shave Club fucking razor on the road. And I went to the front desk in Portland the last week I was on the road, and I said, can you give me a thing? And I cut this in here. I never thought nothing of it. It got infected. It's your fucking mouth, you know? It's a hard heel. It's a hard heel. So then I get really fucking stoned to the gills. I get home. I'm sitting on the couch. I got the ice on my knee. I got super bad on my chest. I'm just relaxing. And I go like this. And it was dry. That's what it was. It was dry. And it must have broke. And I got blood out of there. So I go, God damn. I went in the bathroom. And as I put the tissue on there, the thing, I got peroxide or something. I put peroxide and the scab was loose. I had cracked the scab there. And I just ripped the scab off. And within a minute, blood just shot down my face in front of the mirror. It was too real and too fast for me to slow down. It just shot down my face. And as I'm wiping it off, I'm thinking to myself, I'm fucking going to go down, right? I could feel the beginnings of it, but I'm fighting. I'm breathing out my nose. I'm breathing. I walk out. I fucking flush the toilet. I'm acting as normal as I can to fuck with this motherfucker, right? But Captain Faint, he's right behind me. I could feel him going up my neck. So I plop in that chair right in front of the air conditioner, and it was freezing. The house was freezing. I put the air on and just kept putting it down to 60. By the time I got it down to 60, I was in full mode, sweat beads coming down my face. I just put the fucking, and it's amazing who saves my life all the time. I put the thing down, I kicked my shoes off, I laid back, and I just started breathing, guys, and it was coming in heavy. I'm going to go down. I was seeing the spots, the purple. I had like 400 milligrams of THC in me, edible-wise. So what happened was, if I wouldn't have been high, the THC, I would have been fine. I would have just rolled down my face. But the THC took that fucking thought and created this fucking tornado of faint in my mind. And I'm fainting. I'm going down. And I can't call for my wife because the baby's sleeping. So there's no way. Now, all I need to do now, it's coming out of me, Joel. It's coming out of me, the sweat. I can feel the sweat rolling on your titties. Once you can feel the sweat on your titties, you're going down. I go to pull off the fucking shirt, and I can't. I can't, guys. I go back, and I got to focus on my breathing, Joey. Focus on your breathing, Joey. Focus on your breathing, Joey. And in the middle of all that, fucking something lands on my chest. And I go, ah! And it's super bad with his claws out. And I go, you motherfucker! And I'm ready to fucking punch him in the head. And I'm going, I feel better. Because he took my thought process off it completely. Like, his little claws landed. He jumped on me from the other side of the fucking thing. And my cat's Finny. Used to take the faint off me. He always knew. He'd jump on my lap and start doing this shit with his nails. But I got to tell you guys, that process, I'm telling you, that was an 18-minute process.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
He came on me on probably the 14-minute mark. And I just grabbed him after he landed on me, and I wanted just to pull him off and throw him against the wall. And you don't have no idea how much I love that animal with all my heart. But as I was grabbing him, me thinking about his nails going into my chest and me thinking about being out in the yard with him. And all of a sudden I'm like, you know, you're a little fuck, right? And he just looked at me and his tail was wagging. Mm-hmm. And that's when he got in the fireplace. So he was black. So I had like a white T-shirt on. That's what else I was pissed about. But I was fainting and I couldn't get him off me because I was fainting. I didn't tell you about that. It was fucking horrible. And I got well. When I woke up the next morning, my wife was like, what did you do last night? I go, why? She goes, the air conditioner, it's freezing. And I go, I barely made it to bed last night, Jack. She goes, what happened? I told her the story. She's like, oh, now why do I faint, Doc? I can't see fucking blood. Oh, my God.
You can't blame the blood at that point. You're 400 milligrams. It's like when I threw up and you blame the sushi.
Oh, my God. The THC just took the thought and just ran away with it. It was terrible. Oh. So for the longest time, I know that's why. When I first joined jiu-jitsu, I would smoke pot and go to jiu-jitsu. And one night when I was doing those hip escapes, I could feel my heart pounding in my chest. I could hear it. I had to get up and go outside and take my gi off and just sit outside in the fucking... It was free. You know, you can't believe what it does to your... Anyway.
And you just told me to go to the gym high today.
Yeah, because you never do it. It's good for you.
It's terrifying.
No, it's not terrifying. You fucking
You just
work.
Almost passed out.
Yeah,
at jiu-jitsu.
Listen, dog, I've been going to the gym high. Well, that's because I was really out of shape with you. Nobody's ready. Listen, you can go on the Stairmaster for 2 fucking hours a day and lift weights. And your first 3 times in jiu-jitsu, you're going to go, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's muscles you've never thought of. Never thought. It's those little things in your hips that you got to pick yourself up like a snake that you're going to leave there going, oh, my God, what the fuck? Well, that's abuse. That's abuse. That's totally, you can't get ready for that. Or wrestling. Karate, like if you join karate, yeah, you'll handle it the first week or so. Your legs will be sore from kicking things, but jiu-jitsu, Jesus, the first, you go twice in 1 week, ooh, the first time, you're not ready for it. Just little muscles and your knees and stuff, but nah, after a while, you feel great about it.
Jesus. Yeah. Do you ever prescribe marijuana or tell people it might help them with their soreness or anything like that?
I can't prescribe anyway, but no, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you, since you're not a doctor, what do you call it if you're not prescribing things?
I can assess and I can suggest.
Okay.
That's about it. Yeah.
Is that a fine line you have to walk because like insurance and stuff like that?
And legal reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
And you've been battling this. How long have you been banging this out for?
This Voila system? Well, I've been in the business for 20 years now for massage and personal training for 25 years. So it's an overnight success, Joey. It's 25 years in the making.
You know, the journey makes you look at your journey as a man or a woman. Whether you're a painter or whether you're a house painter or whether you're an electrician, it looks at your journey and it makes you... everybody thinks we've created our own thing, like in our own... And we have. We have... I forgot my train of thought there. I was looking at Lee's shirt, the Flying Jew, and I was getting insulted. No.
Got to represent for Christmas. No, but I see what you're saying.
You incorporate all these different... Like, I went to your studio yesterday, and you have the thing to go upside fucking down. You got kettlebells in there. You got roller mats. You got a table. You got a deflated fucking basketball. You got 1,000 little remedies. Like, where everybody you go to has these remedies. I enjoy going to you. I feel the difference when I leave. I like, right now, people are listening to this going, Joey, what are you talking about with this fucking guy here? I think that the more you put into your body, the better, and the more you learn about your little things. Both times, the breathing thing with the heart rate monitor that I have on here, I learned different things and different ways of attacking things.
Yes.
I love going to acupuncture. I know you also do acupuncture, or you get acupuncture.
I do.
So you also stick needles in people.
No. I get them stuck in me.
And how long have you been going to that?
About a year.
And why do you go?
The woman I go to is a Jocelyn Eberstein. She's in Century City, and she's the only acupuncturist that I've ever gone to that actually worked for me. She uses frequencies with the needles. And she's made a huge difference in my pain levels, and she's been amazing in keeping me going for the year. I'm helping everybody else, and she helps me.
How many times a week do you go?
Usually once a week.
Yeah. And did you ever go to a different acupuncturist before her?
Oh, yeah, I've been to many before her.
And this one really
is? This one really works.
I've been with the same one for 8 years.
Yeah. Once you find a good one, stick with them.
But I went to her, and it was weird. The first couple times we battled, and then one day we just came to a boom, and I fell in love. And she first couple times I went to see her were for addiction. And it's like she would staple my ear, and I purposely go from her office to buy blow, like just to see, because this staple ain't working. But if I know anything about the philosophy of acupuncture, I know that it's because I kept going. that eventually I think about this. Why did I just go stop? And it's, I kept going. You asked Joel a great question before, which I think applies to chiropractors, acupuncturists, personal training, is why do people keep going? What was the question you asked him?
It's like, how do you deal with someone like you? Like you said, if you went to acupuncture one time, the staple didn't work, and you just never went back.
Right.
Like, it takes a
process. There's so many people that go to people one or two times, and they don't let the miracle happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what destroys me. Like, I'll mention acupuncture, and they'll go, well, I went two times from my back, and it didn't really help me. Ba-bah! You know, acupuncture is like anything else. You got to build up the resistance from acupuncture, I think. For me, this is how I know it works. I'll tell you what I suffered from a lot. Colds. For the last 10, before I got into acupuncture, and the 2 years before that, I always got a cold 4 times a year. Acupuncture has built my immune system up in so many ways that I don't get that sick anymore. Now I get sick maybe twice a year instead of 4 times a year, you know? And I smoke pot with people. You smoke bongs, you smoke pipes. That's how you get sick, you know? Still, they cut it in half. Why? Because I kept going. Mm-hmm. I kept going to every week. My ankles stay skinny. Yes, I hang myself up at night. I put my feet up at night and do twist on the wall because I work on my ankles. I want the blood to go down so my heart could pump it. Joel taught me about the Chinese heart pump where you just sit on a plane and move your legs up and down so your legs don't, that blood doesn't clot on planes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because the Chinese believe that the calf is the second heart, right?
That's correct.
The soul. We don't fuck around here, people.
Well, how do you guys deal with...
If you're going to be a fat fuck, at least be a healthy fat fuck. That's all I ever ask of people. And people don't understand, Doc. When people go, what are you talking about, Joe? If you're going to be a fat fuck, be a healthy fat fuck. Let me give you an example. Let's say you went to see Dr. Joe. You went to one jiu-jitsu a week. You walked around the block with your grandmother. And you lifted weights once a week. If you want, if that works for you, and you want to inhale an In-N-Out burger with no fries and a Diet Coke, you're a healthy fat fuck.
Yep.
That's the big difference. But you're taking care of it. You're taking your blood pressure medication. You're lifting to kill the diabetes, you know? I'm a healthy fat fuck. I know diabetes is some of my... I'm not a big... Are we sweet guys? You don't seem... I don't fucking ask you
nothing.
Really. I'm not a sweet tooth guy. If I'm going to have... What did I get mad at him last week? This fucking guy got together with his girlfriend for their anniversary, the six-month diet, and they got 2 pizzas.
One pizza.
And they got shitty fucking L.A. pizzas.
No, we didn't. We got
Everything fucking
got
listen
to oven pizza. We so didn't go whatever. To Domino's. Yeah,
great. So I said to him, listen, we got a gift card from our buddies in Seattle. Let's go throw the steak down at Ruth Chris. Why don't you take the card? I'll give you my end of the card. Take the girl out for a steak. This fucking guy ate the pizza. Me, I don't waste my calories on those shit pizzas. If it's between a fucking pizza and a gift card from Ruth Chris,
go to Ruth Chris.
Let's go bang out that motherfucking steak, Jack.
Can I defend my...
No, you're not going to defend yourself.
No, because you
have no way to defend yourself. You know why? Because 2 days later, you ended up at a fucking bar with 6 broads. And 2 days later, you ended up at a macaroon class at 9 in the morning.
Delicious.
Stoned to the fucking gills. So you lost your fucking leg in this, okay?
Normal 8, 9 times out of 10, I would have chosen the steak. But we planned this for like 4 months.
Who gives a fuck? Plans were made to be changed sometimes.
Even 9 times out of 10?
Come on, 10 out of 10. If I'm going to waste my calories on a fucking pizza... And somebody says, Doug, let's go throw a fucking steak. Now, also, when I go to Ruth Chris, I'm not going to get the 22-ounce monster because I'm not a fat fuck. I'm going to get the 6-ounce filet with the baked potato, a little chopped salad, you know what I'm saying? And then we'll split a cake 4 ways. Am I lying to you, Lee?
No.
At the end, with a little espresso, am I lying? So all your calories weren't in vain. To eat a fucking whole chocolate cake from Ruth Chris, you're going to shit blood for 2 fucking years. You're going to walk around, and it's delicious. Don't get me wrong. That double chocolate cake. Lee,
that one's from Morton's, but yeah.
The Morton's one. It's right over here in Burbank.
The chocolate. Well, granted, we were stoned out of our mind.
Stoned to the gills, and they put us by the bathroom. They treated us like Puerto Ricans, Doc. They didn't even know where I was running with a fucking Jew in there. They put, and we had a great time. Some old lady.
Yeah, he was hitting on women. It was right next to the women's bathroom.
Some ladies.
All women would walk in,
and
he would go, "You're a savage." It's like friggin' Vegas, he told a white lady she looked to stay black, and most of them look at him like he's crazy. But every week there's one woman who's like, "Woo!" Or,
"Oh, we had such a good back. Time." You know, if I'm gonna waste my fucking calories, I'm gonna get something good,
real good,
like something top fucking notch, and you get half of it. I always tell Lily, you can still eat Big Wings. You just can't get 16 fucking wings. They got a happy hour at Big Wings. They give you 5 wings and a container of blue cheese. And you get the salad with a nice tea.
Yeah, but the thing, okay, so I agree with you mostly, but the reason why I don't do it is A, because I don't think I can just have 5 wings. And 5 wings is probably 1,000 calories.
No!
I think each one's 200 calories.
Really?
Because they're fried.
And butter.
I would guess they're around 150 to 200. So if I'm going to have 1,000 calories, I would rather have more food. Like, I could have...
He'd rather have 2 slices of pizza.
Well, no, that's...
No, 2 slices of pizza ain't bad.
But that's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's 600 calories. For 600 calories, I could have so much more than 2 slices of pizza.
You got a foot long...
That's why I don't do it.
You got a foot long combo?
Yeah, that's why I don't do it that much. The pizza thing was she finished her finals, and I kind of just globbed onto it and got a half a pizza out of it. But but it was good. It was fun. Macaroon class was fun, too. You missed out.
Shut up, bitch. You don't bring me no... I make chocolate macaroons.
Where are the macaroons?
Who makes chocolate fucking macaroons?
If I had known you were coming, I would have... Because I can't have...
Who makes chocolate macaroons? They're supposed to be coconut.
No, that's a different kind. These are French macaroons.
French? Oh, Jesus.
Voila. See?
That's it. Now you lost 2 stripes this week.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. A little chocolate butter. We made our own caramel. That was fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You might as well put the skirt on right now. It's over. I'm going to give you a vacuum for Christmas. It's over. Now, the Voila system, how long does it take to... Are you telling me I go in there, I got this shoulder thing, I go in there, I see you one time, I'm healed?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Okay. That's what I want to hear.
Sometimes it takes a few times.
I want the people to understand that it takes a few times. You got to work at it, too. If if Joe gives you exercises to go home, you got to go home and do it.
Yes.
You know, you don't know how many people I talk to, and I go, "Doug, when they gave you physical therapy, did you do the exercises?" "Fuck no, I just did one. I did them at home 3 times a day. I was so fucking paranoid. I was scared that my knee wouldn't go the right way." But that's me. You know, some lady I bumped into said, "I got my knee surgery by your guy. I'm going to sue him." It was her. I go, "What happened? Did you go to physical therapy?" She, "No. I had to go on the set 3 days later." Well, what the fuck you want? You got to work on things.
Exactly.
If you show, John Evan, we were working out one day, and he goes, "Joey, I got to tell you something. Your shoulders are horrific. I don't know how you walk. I don't know how you live. I couldn't even put the weights on my neck anymore." I grew up doing that. I grew up going under a squat rack and setting up my neck and doing a fucking squat. I can't do it. So now every morning when I wake up, I do these little exercises. I push my shoulders back. I push them forward. I stretch them out just because I don't want to fuck. I'm not moving them enough.
Well, I'm sure you deal with it. If I didn't know Joey, I would bet... $10,000. Well, if I didn't know Joey went to acupuncture, I would bet my life savings that he would hate acupuncture and that you wouldn't do chiropractor stuff. If you told me, I have pain, go to acupuncture, you'd be like, what's wrong with 2 Advil? Or just, I'm surprised that you like it so much and that you don't fight it.
I look at the history of it. I see how they treat it. I see the result it does for what it's done over the years for their country. I got exposed to it as a child living in New York. I went to the old school Chinatown. You know, everybody is misinformed in this country. If you live in San Francisco, if you're going on a fucking vacation for all you jerk-offs that want to go, "Oh, Minnesota, they have to go." Listen, if you want to try acupuncture and you don't have insurance and you want to go on vacation, go to San Francisco. You go to those old Chinatown places, they have donation places. Some Chinese guy that's burning incense and shit, and he'll burn the fucking ash on your back with the cup and the whole fucking deal. And you try these things, but you have to try them. You know, you have to try them. You go to San Francisco, you walk, get up at 8 in the morning to go for a walk on that one lawn, people are doing this Tai Chi shit. And you look at it and go, "Look at these fucking old people. they're moving, and the symmetry is fucking perfect. And they're not sitting there all hunched up. Oh, my shoulder hurts with a fucking scooter. You ever see an Asian in a fucking scooter? That's white people shit. They get fat and get in a fucking scooter. You never see a fucking Chinese guy at a fucking casino in a scooter. They're moving. Those little legs are fucking mobbed. You know what I'm saying? That's in their blood. That's that D.D. Mao blood. They're fucking moving, motherfucker. You know? No, it's true. They live long. Okinawa, the fucking whatever. So they're doing something. They're doing something.
Okay.
You know? They're doing something that we're not doing. We're depending. Our fucking shit is going to corporations. We're dependent. Everything with our system of health care and taking care of everything has gone to the money angle of it. We're going more through pills. Make these motherfuckers do things. Oh, you, instead of having pain and taking a pill, attack the pain, doc.
Absolutely.
Why would you live like that? I could go to 20 doctors right now. My knee hurts. I need fucking Vicodin. It's my shoulders. Mm-hmm. No. You know what? What's the end result? Now I'm addicted, and I still ain't got no knees and no fucking shoulders. I don't want to be an 80-year-old. I just got blessed with a fucking little girl. I got to chase this little savage. I got to chase her.
Yeah, you're saying she's running around a lot now.
It's a different world. It's a different fucking world, and our feet move. And she just goes. I mean, I saw her outrun the mother. Listen, the mother, all these people, all you people, I'm an MMA trainer. I fucking do this. I wrestle. Listen. I've been watching my wife for a fucking year walk up and down stairs with groceries hauling a 22 live kettlebell. There's nobody in better shape than my wife. My wife will fuck you up, and I'll tell you why, because she'll go the distance. I'll punch her. If she comes through, she's fucking you up. She's got cardio of a fucking bear. That's a 25-pound, that's a 32-pound kettlebell now. I see her hauling around the corner with bags and bottles and strollers and not missing a beat. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm starting
to feel this edible too.
It's so true, though.
I've never seen an athlete like my wife.
Really?
And last night at Universal City, she lost my wife.
Just zoom.
Zoom, zoom, back behind the table on the fucking thing. Jumped over this thing, fell, got up. You know, she falls and she gets up now. Like, should I cry? No, I'm getting chased. Fuck it. Tremendous. It's a different world. I got to be in shape to be around her now. It's horrible.
Is that what you're focusing more on, health and
absolutely, like together? Absolutely. You look at this girl and you want to be there and you want to be able to carry. You want to be able to go to her games. You want to be able to play shoot hoops with her. I used to shoot 300 jump shots a fucking day. Jerry West, there was nobody better than me in shooting than Jerry West. Fucking white dude from West Virginia. I wanted to move and be those guys, like Larry Bird. So when I got up in the mornings when I was a kid, for 3 or 4 or 5 years, I shot fucking 300 fucking jump shots. 100 from right under the basket just to work on my form. Do you know, guys, I can't shoot a 10-footer anymore?
Really?
My shoulders don't have the flexibility.
What happened to your shoulders?
We haven't worked on those yet. You didn't tell me all that.
Who knows?
So,
but the reason Joey came to see me is because he couldn't hold his daughter because his wrist was hurting.
That was the original time?
That was the original time.
And then we worked on breathing, and then you mm-hmm. came to jiu-jitsu. It was a very interesting story I told about you without you even being here. I don't even know what the fuck I called you on the air. I'm a very big customer service orientated guy. I don't give a fuck what you charge me. I don't give a fuck what you charge me. But do me a favor. When I call, return my call. I'm a firm believer in that. Something mm-hmm. that with all the corporations and all the attorneys, we've lost this. Yeah. We've lost this this gift, this customer service gift that isn't required in a job. It's required of being a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's not required in your job requirements. It's required when you accept this job. As a human being, forget about your, you know, when I'm a comic, listen to me, when I'm a comedian, I get paid to go and do, you guys pay me to go on stage and you come. Me going outside and smoking dope with you and taking pictures, that's not in my contract.
You could just leave.
That's not in my fucking contract. I do that because when I'm on stage, I'm watching you guys laugh and your laughter makes me warm in my heart. That's a feeling you can't pay back. So if you guys want to come and hang out, so do you understand me? There's little things. When you guys tweet me sometimes, when I get 2,000 tweets, I try to tweet as many as I can of you. That's customer service. That's what this is all about, and we've forgotten it there. I told the doctor, I went in for his fucking wrist, Joel, and I went in for my wrist, and we ended up talking about breathing. And the next day, he was at the jiu-jitsu place on the floor watching me fucking breathe, and he assessed me the situation and told me what was going on. We did another visit. We spoke about it. You gave me exercises. I got the heart rate monitor on my thing. I still do the up and downs in the mornings. I have it written on my wall right over the same exact note you gave me. The only things I slip on is the hip movement on the bed. Because I hate fucking being in bed. Once I either eat ass and I fucking wake up. There's a lot of people sit in bed and dwell on their fucking, well, maybe I should have been present. No, get up, cocksucker. There's no babies. Get up, you fuck. It's the United States. I hated that shit. I had two roommates coming up for years in Boulder that were young guys, Doc. And in the mornings, you know, I mean, I get up, I take a pee, coffee's on. In those days, I didn't drink coffee, and I would still put coffee on because I like the smell of it. That's what it meant to me in the mornings. I like the smell of coffee. I didn't drink coffee till 35, 36, but I would still always have a Mr. Coffee. I always found a way to shoplift the Mr. Coffee. In those days, it was $17. Who gives a fuck? And I'd get generic coffee, and I'd just buy coffee. You never know who's going to come over. And these two idiots I lived with drank coffee. But both of them, I'd walk past their room. What's up, bro? What are you doing today? None. It's 6. Tick-tock. And I'd be doing shit. I'd leave, come back, 8 o'clock. The TV wouldn't be on. I had one buddy who would sit in bed and just smoke cigarettes for an hour before any movement. He pissed. He whacked off. No, he'd just sit there and think about his future. And he always got fired because he was late. I used to knock on the door. What up? You got to get up, cocksucker. Well, I got 3 cigarettes left. You got to get up. I don't understand that concept of laying there and, anyway, Doc, I get emotional when people lay there.
I'm up and out, too.
You got to be a soldier in the fucking mornings, Doc. Don't get me started. Turn that shit off. I'm too fucked up.
So what, let's say Joey came in, you didn't know about the shoulders. Obviously you can't check him out right now, but what process would you go through to find out what's wrong with him?
Well, that's what's cool with the Voila thing. I came up with an assessment program, which it takes about 3 minutes if it's real thorough. So it doesn't take long. And I can find pretty much where things are happening. We didn't do that with Joey yesterday. He just came in for his knee, but we ended up working on a lot of other things. But so I came up with this assessment that really hones in on the body and tells you exactly where the problem is coming from.
That's cool. So is it so let's say Joey and I had the same exact shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. Could you use the same therapy on him and me, or is it different for each person?
You could maybe have the same problem, but the solution could be different.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, how does that happen? How do you change it up for each person? What would you do differently for somebody?
Well, what's cool is the body knows exactly what it wants, and I just ask. So, with the system that I came up with, I actually can vector or just push the tissue in a certain direction and test you and see if the body wants to move that way. Your body may want to move one way to get better, and Joey's may move a totally different direction to get better. So I just ask the body what it wants, and it gives me the answer.
How different is everybody? Because sometimes you'll hear people make excuses about that hurts, I can't do that, or I'm not good at this. And when, I don't know, maybe I'm just naive, but when you think of people, you think everybody's the same. You think every workout should work for everybody. There shouldn't be that much difference between people. But is it just everybody's body is completely different?
Hey, I'm no comedian. I can't stand up and do a comedian, you know? So that's, everybody's different. Everybody. And everybody is different.
Yeah.
There may be some similarities in movement, but there are no patterns.
Okay.
There really aren't. So you just never know. Cause it could be your daily physical life and what you do is different. You may do things, you just do things different, so your body's going to react differently.
Okay.
You know, I came up in Boulder And when I was in Bold, I go to the Naropa Institute a lot and hang out there. My friend Lenny ran the fucking place to eat there. But even before that, I would go to the Naropa and just take the classes. They had like little workshops and shit. And a friend of mine's girlfriend was big at Naropa, and we discussed my shoulder pain with her. This is when like my left shoulder hurt. And she made me take my right foot off, my right mm-hmm. sneaker off.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Chinese, and she did some pressure points and blah, 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 blah. The thing that, thinking back to it, was at that time I was petrified of a doctor, but I was also like any other American. I was a quick fix artist. I didn't know. At that time, there was no internet. You didn't really read unless you had an encyclopedia or whatever. And who fucking had an encyclopedia, you know? So I was a quick fix artist, but I always thought about that, how interesting that was. And then years later, I think I read about it, how the foot controls a lot of things in your body, mm-hmm. and that science, you know? But I would have never known this stuff if I would have tried. But at the same time, now knowing, I tore my shit up mm-hmm. as a young guy. I was infatuated with traps, okay? If you saw that picture of me, the high school picture I sent you, remember
the
me playing basketball?
Yeah.
How bad was it my shoulders look?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I had this, I played basketball, and I was getting that basketball body
mm-hmm.
where you have no traps. I had that Phil Jackson. You just look like a fucking, I look like a fucking coat hanger. And it was the most embarrassing thing in the world. So I went to a guy named Ira Wolf, who was a kinesiology guy, trainer. He ended up going as a trainer to the 84 Olympics. Guy was a big motherfucker. In fact, he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
This guy used to fluctuate and weight and diet and try different diets since we were in high school. He was a gym teacher and we were in high school. But he was also in charge of the weightlifting team. And when I moved to Colorado, the guys I lived with were three of his weightlifters. So they always, talked in the way of Ira Wolf. And, Ira Wolf wanted balance, but he also believed in core strength.
Mm-hmm.
So Ira Wolf, the craziest thing he would make us do in the 80s was squats off the bench. So you did bench squats, and you had to pick up your legs and shoot up, for football. And that, for some reason, my body took to it. And made me gain weight, and I was like in shock, just eating Cuban food and drinking some shakes, no steroids. I would put on 8 or 9 pounds. So Ira Wolf had like this fucking shoulder workout, the 5 sets of 6
mm-hmm.
with no dumbbells in those days. No dumbbells. Ira Wolf just believed in a straight bar. 5 sets of 6 in front, 5 sets of 6 in back, upright rows. And
the shrugs.
And then you took 2 tens and you went all the way around and clinked your hands up, and that gave you the fucking burns. And then at the end, you just did a little simple cleans to really fucking destroy your fucking lats. I mean, you got Ronnie Lott motherfucking lats. Your lats are coming out of your fucking ears, Jack. And that's what I strive for. But when you're dumb what's the expression? Young, dumb, and full of cum. You forget about it. You don't know, and people come to you and go, "Dog, be safe with." Listen, unless you're playing professional sports and you're getting paid, lighten up with the weights. You don't know that when you're 20. You just and 16. You're just in the garage, fucking killing yourself. So today I suffer from the damage I did in that. I didn't know that you had to continue to stretch over the years. Yeah. I sleep on my shoulders. This is 300 pounds on your shoulders every fucking night. Every night, I just push 300 pounds on your shoulder. What do you think the mobility is going to happen to it? So
how do you sleep on your shoulders?
I don't fucking know, Lee. I got sleep apnea, so when I'd be on my back, I'd be choking, so I go up on the side.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you think I do? I stand on my head on my fucking shoulders and sit with my legs up like a yoga dude?
How'd you sleep last night?
Tremendous.
Nice.
When I was getting out of the car just now, when I was walking up the street, I thought to myself how nice it was that I've been home because I've maintained my sleep pattern. It's brutal what I go through throughout the years, guys. And thank God Lee and I came up with the 8 o'clock at night podcast, because that's 6 o'clock in the morning, 2 days a week, plus Thursday, plus Friday radio, plus Sunday to come back, was killing me. It was putting weight on me. It was, I couldn't think straight. I was angry. I didn't even, it was just brutal. It was just too much. and you need your fucking sleep and your rest.
Yes, you do.
And I could live on 1 to 7 now. 3 or 4 nights a week, and then one night get a good 10 to fucking get stoned to the gills with Lee here, go back on Monday night and sleep from like 11:15 to 8. If I get one of those a week and the rest of the nights get 6, I'm okay. And I always catch a Puerto Rican nap.
You did yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah. Under the table.
How long did I go down for that?
A couple. 2 or 3. You went down.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
That was the hardest part about working like a traditional job. Setting your alarm for like 7, and you don't get home until 8 or 9, so you stay up for a couple hours, maybe get 6-7 hours a night, and then you have to drive. That's probably my favorite thing about not having a full-time job anymore, is not having the hour commute each way, and having to wake up at 7:30 and just being tired all the time.
And you motherfuckers are sitting at home going, Joey, you sleep, and what the fuck are you talking about? Listen, bitch, from the age of 15 to 7 years ago, I didn't know what sleep was. And from the early 80s, I never slept. I never slept. And in hindsight, I see it in what I felt, how I felt differently, my views in the morning, you know, thinking correctly.
I don't know how people who have, like, 2 minimum wage jobs, like, I did that for 1 summer, and that's all I could do it for. Right. And I did the podcast and a full-time job, but this isn't as physically. But, like, people who work at, like, McDonald's and then a hardware store, just like sell 2 of those kind of jobs. I don't know how they do it.
You just do it, Lee.
Yeah, you just survive.
I go on the road and I meet feature acts and I really like them. And I ask them about their careers and they tell me how they go to towns now and they don't get hotels, but they get $600, $100 a show. And I leave there and I feel bad, but then I go, what the fuck do I feel bad about? I did it. You figure out a way. You sleep in your car. You meet people. You sleep on their floor. You sleep on their basement. You know, you do anything to save $40 a night. I'm sure there's nights you have to cave. But you're learning, and you move on, and that's it. It's doneable.
But it's amazing how important sleep is. Like, that lady just passed away, like, a month or two ago. A mother, she was sleeping in between, like, her third job. And she just died. She was working 3 jobs trying to support her kids. And it's like, she just
wasn't. That's the new America.
Yeah.
That's the new fucking America. That's a single mom, you know. That's the new America. But 3 jobs, and we live in hard times right now. Like I said, we're very fortunate in this area in Southern California. We really don't see it. It's where you travel east or to the Midwest that you see these towns and go, what the fuck happened to that mall? You know, I just did something in Simi Valley. I just shot a movie in Simi Valley. Gotta see what that mall looks like.
What happened? Oh, it's all for lease?
All for lease. Mm. You walk through that mall in the daytime, it's fucking Lonelyville. It's a GNC, a Starbucks, but there are like 6 businesses that are empty in between that. So you look at this and you're like, oh my God, this is... How is this going to survive?
Yeah. How has it affected your industry or not really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm kind of like a luxury item, you know. It's like people look at their health as last because they got to feed their family, whatever. So they'll put that on the back burner and they'll just stay with pain for as long as they can until they just can't handle it anymore.
And so would you, like, it sounds bad, but not selling yourself. But let's say I had some money, but if I didn't feel like it was... necessary or important, like how do you convince people that it's not, like, it's a good use of their time and money?
Well, you can only help people that want help. So if they don't want help, then you really can't help them anyway. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of can show them some of the benefits of what you can do to help them. And that's one of the reasons I created this quick assessment, is so I can show you what issues you may be having, and then I'll do like one quick correction so you can see the change. And then I'll leave it up to you to decide if you want to continue on or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I can't convince you otherwise.
Right. Because, like, I just had to start buying my own insurance. Like, I got off my mom's. And it's $300 a month. And it's going up by $20 a month next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's hard. It would be hard for me to go and see, okay, you're not covered by my insurance and it's $100 a visit. But, like, it sounds like for you, Joe, it's like it saved your life. It's like, it's like that sort of work is well worth the time and the money.
What's that?
any of the work you're doing, any the acupuncture, the physical therapy?
No, I got to explain something to everybody at home here. I'm very fortunate because I have insurance. Insurance that I never touched from 97 till 2003. I never used it. I didn't even know what I had available to me. I got a package once a year with a card. What do I do with this card?
Yeah.
That's how fucking ghetto I was. I didn't know what to do with this card. When I hooked up with Terry, Terry kept saying to me, you know you have great insurance. You got your teeth fixed, this shit that you can't sleep. She would go with me to the doctor the first couple times. She would go all the way in with me because she knew I would climb out a window or I would pass out. She knew. She fucking, what, you know. And she would go with me until I made relationships with my physician first. And I took a couple physicals, and that was a nightmare. I would cancel. You know how many times they would shove the finger up their ass, do the lung x-ray, do the ear, and as I was going for blood, I'd run out of there. And they call me and beg me to come back, and I have to go back on Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and they take fucking blood out. But I feel so much better now in my mind. For years, I walked around 400 pounds not knowing. The people, the physicians on the longest yard were coming in. They were coming in, and the people liked me so much. I got along so well with the fireman I got that he would come in, take my blood pressure, and go, Joey, I can't let you go on the fucking field unless it goes down to this. I can't let you out of my sight. In fact, in 10 minutes, if I call back and it's here, I got to call an ambulance in. That's how high I was walking around in the mornings with my blood pressure.
And were you amped up, or it was just because of your weight?
It was weight, diet, smoking cigarettes, cocaine, no sleep.
Fuck.
I was doing all the things. That's an early fucking grave. No exercise, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, diet was horrific. You know, the sleep apnea was under control, but I was still doing blow. So the sleep wasn't still there. 3-4 nights a week, I was sleeping 2 hours a night.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, 3 nights, you're sleeping 11 hours. You're binge sleeping. So you're not really sleeping, kind of, you know. So it was bad, guys. Mm. So I had to work on each issue now, you know. And now, yeah, there's nights I don't get enough sleep and, you know, whatever the fuck it is. I'm still a fat fuck, but I exercise. I stretch a lot, which I think is very important. It's what makes me feel a lot better at night. Like today, I won't exercise. I don't do it 2 days in a row anymore. My knees can't handle it. This is something I found out for me. At this age, at this weight, at this part of my life. But these are things you find out by trying different things.
Absolutely.
Unless you try different things, it's not going to work out for you. My insurance covers either one chiropractor or one acupuncture per month or something like that with a copay. If I sit at home and I don't use this, these benefits just go to rot. Mm-hmm. I just went to the dentist, not because I wanted a fucking root canal, guys. Not because I'm at home with leather on going, I can't wait for my next fucking root canal. Fuck you. Because the money is there. And if I don't use it, I fucking lose it. So I go down there and go, hey, fuck it. Do what you got to do. Oh, you need this tooth. Do I need this tooth? Listen, I'm a soldier. I don't even need teeth. I'll bite through that motherfucking apple. Like, you know, you understand me. There's something you go with or whatever. If you got two teeth on this side, you could put it together. You could put it together. Yeah. Who the fuck are you kidding? We see people every day homeless in front of a 7-Eleven working it with 6-7 teeth. Two of them got cavities. They're working it out there, working that fucking jaw. Right or wrong? But whatever, the dentist says you need this tooth replaced, everybody winks at themselves. I'll take care of you, I'll throw the cleaner in, don't worry about nothing. You know, these Armenian dentists are the best ever. If you're not dealing with an Armenian dentist, you don't know what life is. I love you, doc. You're a good man, you know what the fuck you're talking about, you provide a great service. But you gotta go into business with Armenian, you gotta get involved in Glendale, doc. You're in the wrong side of town. Because they do insurance scams. Those motherfuckers, they'll give you cash back. Forget the fucking copay. We're giving you a 50. Here you go. Bang. Make sure you come back. Here's a calendar. The whole fucking thing. They don't fuck around.
I need to check it out.
You really knew. Who you think? You're right here. You're 2 miles away from fucking Armeniaville. This dentist I go to, he don't fuck around. They don't fuck around. They gave me the root canal was on the arm. That's why I'm getting my wife's whatever there. Because he says, you know what? We think we made the mistake. When we made the assessment, we should have seen that up close and build it. So they build insurance. I didn't have to pay for it. Not a dime out of my pocket. So that makes me even happier.
Hell yeah.
That makes me even happier. You know what I'm saying? That's so nice. If it's there, if it's available to you guys, you got to use it. You know what? You're sitting there going, Joey, what the fuck? You live out there with those granolas. You're eating. It's true, because people listen to this in the Midwest and Ireland. They're fucking bad motherfuckers. But you know what? Ireland, there's got to be some Chinese guy in your neighborhood that's a fucking cook at a Chinese restaurant, but he's aspiring to be an acupuncturist. Go down there. Let him throw a couple needles in your neck. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? What the fuck? You don't know what's going to happen. Just give it a shot. Columbus did. Right? Columbus went to China, stole spaghetti, did acupuncture. That's how he got the energy to go to Cuba and kill the Indians. What do you think of that? What do you think?
What do you think? I have no idea what you're talking
about. That fucking Red Bull in those days? He got on a boat. Red Bull duck? Fuck no. He took a Chinese guy with him. Quit sticking those needles in my feet. We'll go. I'm taking you to the top, cocksucker. So, let me give some shout outs.
Let him throw some needles in your neck.
Who gives a fuck? Right? Tell him, Doc. A couple needles in your neck.
Any acupuncturist want
to
sponsor?
Why do these Chinese people fucking sling dick to their 90? Because they stick needles right to their nutsack. Right to the Mazel and Tov. It's all over. Bam.
Mazel Tov?
Yeah. That's the name of my nutsacks. You didn't know that? That's what I named them years ago. Mazel and Tov.
Which one's Mazel?
The right one. They say he's the heart of the situation. Tov is a sidekick.
Do you have a name for your dick?
No, not really. I'm an adult. His name is Dick. I don't even name him. I don't talk to my dick. I just put him in my hand.
You named your balls.
Huh?
You named your balls.
Because they're the heart and soul of the operation. They're the ones that put it together. Think about it. It's your heart. It's connected to your nutsack.
You need to make your next thing for your website is going to be a pair of underwear. It says Mazel and Tov.
That's it. That's my nutsack. Mazel Tov since 1981.
And right sweet, down. Sweet Auschwitz dick.
That's it. It's an Auschwitz dick. That's what you're giving tonight over there to the Mexicans. What are you...
I told her about it. She went,
Let me ask. After this little reunion with the fucking with Selena and her family tonight, you going back to your house or you gonna leave her over there?
I'm gonna leave her over there because I'm going back tomorrow.
Jesus
Christ. It's Christmas, so she doesn't want to wake up at my house. She wants to wake up with her mom.
Fuck. She wants to wake up at your house on the big tree. On the tree of life. What over there with those Mexicans? They ate to a bed. She wants to be over there with you rubbing her feet.
I'll ask her. I don't think she does.
Yeah, you're going to wake up and go, come on, wake up. I got something for you. Because the whole family's staying over there tomorrow for Christmas. The brother, the ex-wife, you don't want to be over there with her tomorrow night. Pull her out. There's going to be like 10 Mexicans over there.
Yeah. So that's my whole life now.
That's, I know it's your whole life, but you don't want to sleep down the floor.
Oh, I'm not sleeping there. I'm coming
home. Okay. No. Just say, come on back to my apartment. You know, we'll have a little fucking get together over there. We'll work off these tamales. Right? You're going to be eating some tamales. You're going to have some energy, right?
Hell yeah.
Sea Bass, Wild Bill 23. Michael Kern, I love you. Cocaine tamales, you bad motherfucker. Corey Layton, Kyle Shipp, Leon, who loves you more than me? Julio Padilla. What's my boy in Germany?
Leon?
No, the other fucking guy. The guy in Germany. Constantine Rain.
Oh.
What's his name? Constantine Rain? All right. That's his fucking
I didn't
name.
Know he was in Germany, too.
I don't know either. I don't know where these people live. I'd see him on Twitter with fucking Nazi
helmets. Is Leon from Germany?
Leon is a Spanish kid that lives in Germany.
Okay.
Or somewhere with Constantine Rain or something like that. Doc, talk to me. Tell me something. You're sitting there like a fucking robot. Sit there. Say something, Doc.
What's up? I don't know Constantine.
I thought you knew him. No. I thought you used to run with him over on 155th in Amsterdam.
No.
So have you wrapped your presents yet, Joey? Joey, you got mad at me yesterday because you said I was going to wrap my presents.
What happened?
I told you I was going to wrap my presents, and he told me I lost a stripe.
Oh, you've been losing stripes throughout this whole fucking holiday season. Forget it. Oh.
What do you do with your presents?
Oh, it's always
put them in a bag.
Yeah, you put them in a bag. And you take them over there and you slip them to your girlfriend and go, wrap these. They're for your family. Why am I over here?
Yeah, but what about her stuff?
Who gives a fuck? Same thing. She's an adult. She knows what she's getting. How old are we now? There's a tree dying because you want a surprise, so you want to be a magician.
I don't know.
Just give it to her, shake her hand. What a surprise. Just give her what's hers, right? Tell her what to wrap for the fucking people. and put hers in like a fucking expensive bag, like Macy's, and keep it on you, like guard it. And then once it comes time, you just drop the bag on it, and she'll take everything. Oh my God. And then you have a stocking for it too, right?
No.
What the fuck kind of
thing? They don't do stockings.
Who gives a fuck what they do? It's what
I'm Jewish. I don't have a stocking.
You gotta get a stocking with a fucking yarmulke on it. Or 8 stars or something like that. Or a big black Jew dick or something like that with a picture of Hitler on it. Something. And you gotta put that's great. What Mexican people like, that little stocking.
Yeah. Gotta do the
I'm
stocking.
I'm telling you, who the fuck do you think you're dealing with here? Have I ever steered you wrong?
Yes, many times.
No, when we leave
I'm in the
here,
middle of that right now.
No. When you're not even high on the
yes, other. I am. What are you
no,
talking about?
No, I gave you 10 milligrams. You're as tough as nails.
I wrapped my gift yesterday, and I swear a 3-year-old could have done a better
job. Oh, my God.
I ran out of scotch tape.
I don't fucking know. You never prepared for that shit.
You pulled the duct tape. You're like, I gotta work.
Oh, my fucking God. Who's prepared for that? Once a year, you got to put up with that. And you can't do it at a store. You feel guilty. But there's always somebody lurking that'll do it. Like somebody, I'm like, what are you doing right now? You rapping gifts? Hold on, I got like 18 of them. That's the fucking hardest part about Christmas.
Yeah.
Rapping fucking gifts.
Mine look terrible. I used to, at the mall in Boston, they have like little school groups that will come and you can pay them like a buck or two a present to do it. I was somewhere this weekend and they were charging $8 a box. I was like, God, I can't, that's too much. But
wow.
It's a good scam when you can do it.
Unfucking believable.
I think we should go into business wrapping gifts.
You don't put those reindeer antlers on your car windows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go out there right now and put reindeer antlers. And then I'm going to take one of those antlers and shove them up your fucking... You fucking... I don't know. I mean, what? How are you supposed to act with Christmas? Am I supposed to run up and down the street, jumping up and down? It's Christmas. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know. Are you going to dress up for Santa for Santa for Mercy? Are you going to do anything?
Oh, yeah. I got the suit and the costume. I just picked it up from the Chinese guy over there. He ironed it for me. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. I'm Jewish. I don't know what Christmas is for people.
You fucking know. You're surrounded with these fucking Gentiles. They dress up. They put Christmas trees. They put presents under the fucking trees.
Yeah.
All right, and then yeah.
Do you have a tree?
Yeah.
When did you go like get a real one or is it fake?
I don't know what my wife does.
Oh, your wife did.
I don't have no questions. You know what I'm saying? I came home with it. It was a tree there. I don't ask nothing. Why am I gonna fuck up her world and fuck it up by asking the questions? I didn't want her to get a tree early because the cats take it down.
Yeah.
She did something. She tied it down with fucking trees and got the cats out of there. But some way, Superbad got in there and got into the chimney sweep. And he's black. Wait till you see Superbad. He's black. And my wife's fucking soup biscuit. She gave him a bath the other night. But he keeps going to the presents and he shoots up the fucking sweep. And he's black. Fucking church, what's happening now, people? A little laughter. A little physical fucking help here for you. Got pains, you get a hold of the doctor over here. Joe, I shouldn't call you the doctor. I shouldn't be calling you that shit.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
You know, when I was in Boulder, also, I took a kinesiology class. But it was more about nutrition and stuff
okay.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls in the class was a trainee. I don't know what they call them on the field for the football
players. They're like trainers.
They just wrap you. You know, wrap mm-hmm. your wrist, wrap
your ankles.
And I asked her questions like, where do you go from here? And she goes, well, if you intern through here, then you go to a college for a few years, and then your main thing is to work for a professional, something like that level. Have you considered that? I looked on your webpage, and there's a young picture. You're doing fucking jumping jacks like Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
You were a personal trainer also.
Yeah, I've been doing that for 25 years.
So that's your main patois, the personal training.
It used to be. Not now. I'm more into helping people with pain and injuries.
Okay.
And I got into that because of pain and injuries of my own that I've had. And I've basically worked on myself to get myself better. So that's kind of how this all came about.
How often do people injure themselves working out? Because I just do cardio because I'm too scared to do the weights. But like like, do people? He always told me when I first started, he said, "Don't go on the treadmill because when you're fat, you can't do the treadmill." And now every time I go, if I see a fat guy or a fat person just running and it looks like they're in pain, like I don't do that because I don't like I can't really get injured on the elliptical. But does it happen a lot?
I think the treadmill is one of the most dangerous pieces of equipment in the gym.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people get injured on the treadmill. So I stick with the elliptical that you're using, the bike, stuff like that. That's fine. But you know, just go on YouTube and you'll see a lot of really interesting workouts on there.
Yeah.
Where they're getting hurt so bad. Like all of these CrossFit videos and stuff like that. I mean, CrossFit has some great stuff, but they also have some people that are just trying to do just the craziest stuff that they can. And they're just getting killed out there.
Listen, it's fitness. You're staying in shape.
Okay, just move.
You're staying in shape. So there's so many different options that you could do to stay in shape. It's picking one that keeps you healthy, that you also get to know your body. You know, a friend of mine said, "Joe, I'm turning 50. Last week I went to scratch my back and I threw out my elbow." You know, people don't stretch enough, you know. One thing, I was a fat fuck and I was drugged up, but I always stretched. And I always stretched because of the martial arts as a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I always stretched. At the end of the day, I always like taking my pants off and my underwear on all naked in the whole town, just sitting on that carpet, balls out, and just fucking stretching when you're naked and doing little yoga moves that you learn throughout the day. Again, and your body tells you what to do. There's nothing better than being balls ass naked in the hotel room. You move the beds and you just fucking stretch and you do it. And you fucking do little yoga breathings and you sit your hands. I wish
there was video of that.
I'm serious, man. You just fucking breathe and you do little push-ups and you sit on your knees and you stretch out and breathe and lay your hands to stretch your shoulders. There's so many things that I've done, you know, over the years. Even when I was a fat fuck, I was too embarrassed to go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
I would do these in a hotel room. You know, you could always swim with a t-shirt on, whatever the fuck, you know. Because I always believed that if the blood kept moving, no matter how big I got, if the blood kept moving, you know. And that's why, you know, I hate needles. Yeah, Lee, I'm the last person that would go to that. I got to go for a blood test for arthritis. That prescription's been down there for 2 fucking months waiting on me. They even called me about 3 weeks ago. Like, "Mr. Diaz, Bob Hope Medical Center, you know we got a prescription here. You got a blood test coming up." I said, "I'll be there next week." That was 3 fucking weeks ago. But if Dr. Amy calls me, I'll go there and let her stick 55 needles in me.
55?
Whatever. Okay. You know, she does. You know, I have a system when I go to see her. She cups me, and as soon as she starts cupping me, she starts throwing those needles on the other part. Then she decups me. Then she goes down my spine, and she cleans all that stuff up, and I'm in and out of there. But I wouldn't know about this if I didn't try this. I met Joel, and I went to see him, and even for my wrist, it felt better. But I knew from my wrist that I would have had to go see somebody and get x-rays. There's some points, there's some things that you know, and there's some things that you just keep avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
People go, "Well, instead of doing that, my friend." And then they'll keep people asking, "Hey, your wrist ever hurt?" No. Like, they'll ask, like, Joel. They'll say, "Doc, your wrist ever..." Yeah. "Maybe you should go see somebody." "Oh, no. Some fucking bum in front of 7-Eleven says bursitis." Then what the fuck are you asking me for, cocksucker? Because we don't want the truth. No. And sometimes, you know, with this, I know that if I go, the insurance is going to go, yeah. And at the end, there's going to be a cortisone shot.
Yeah.
This is all this is going to be. So I got options. So I got that little thing, the machine, for $69.99 on Amazon. You put the electrodes on your wrist at night. I massage it. I could put some ice on that motherfucker. And then I do little exercises to put weight on it. So if anything ever happens, at least I know how it's going to feel with a little bit of pain. And I could do 5 or 6 of them now. And I just lay off it. That's I get a little pain. I do the cleans now with the kettlebells. They're not too bad. Then you learn how to, you know, whatever. I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to work out because my wrist hurts, but my wrist don't hurt to eat fucking those cheese nips that are sitting over my fucking refrigerator. Because how come nobody's ever in pain enough not to eat the fucking extra sandwich? "I can't move. My back's been in pain for years. Let me get that foot long." What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's how it happens.
Gotta have the goal.
Oh, my God. How am I going to go to Christmas Eve today?
Who gives a fuck about Christmas? That's 6 hours from now. So
I just want to know how many tamales they made.
Oh, I picked them up last night at 9 o'clock at the grocery store.
What?
Because they don't drive, so they took the bus there, and then I picked them up because they.
Oh, okay.
She bought 6 of those reusable bags worth of stuff, and I texted my girlfriend at 11 o'clock. She's like, she's done the second batch. She just goes to town with them all. She's
been up all night.
Keep this conversation up. I gotta go pee real quick. Sorry, it's a Christmas podcast.
So you started with physical training?
Yeah, I started personal training 25 years ago.
Yeah, my brother's into that, and so how did you get from there? Because you said you were working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you make the this going from working out to like, oh, I have a skill in this? And
well, I played football in college.
Okay.
So I had a big injury in playing football.
What happened?
So I had a neck injury.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So that kind of spoiled my career. So from that point on, I started working out. And then like 20 years later, just all those injuries started popping up again. So I'm like, all right.
How dangerous is football?
It's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, because I keep watching on the NFL, and Joey makes fun of me, but I like ESPN, so I watch ESPN. Just when I'm home and doing other stuff, I'll have it on in the background. And like this player last week, because there's been a lot of people who are getting these concussions and are committing suicide. And that, maybe I don't know if it's because of concussions or they don't know yet or they're not telling us. But this one player came out, I'm not sure who his name is, and said a career in the NFL is worth a shorter life. It's like he was like,
yes.
He's like, listen, I get to play in the NFL, I don't mind dying at 50. Like,
it was a white dude, he was a safety, I think.
Yeah, he was on defense.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody that plays will agree with him.
Yeah, I can.
You know?
That's a crazy mind thing to think about. Like, when there was a thing with one of Joey's friends, Joe Rogan was telling a UFC fighter a week or two ago that he should consider stop fighting.
Yeah, you know, I work with a lot of MMA guys, and I see some of the fights, and you can almost tell when they're walking to the ring that they don't have it anymore.
Yeah,
either the look in your eye isn't there, that eye of the tiger kind of thing, but also even when you see them in the ring and their brain is thinking it, but their body is delayed.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see it. It's so evident.
So what was it like when you had to stop playing football? Like, was it hard? Did you keep playing longer than you should have? Or was it just such a bad injury you just couldn't?
It was such a bad injury I couldn't play anymore. But what was interesting, though, is you know, they're talking about, because I've had a couple major, major concussions and suffered the effects from it.
Really?
Yeah.
What
so
happened?
I mean, I wouldn't remember your name 2 years ago, you know. But with the breathing stuff, that's really, really helped me with that, and getting me out of that depression too. And you don't realize you're in that depression, or that I call it a brain fog, until you get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just kind of surviving. You're just kind of in it. And there definitely is a correlation to the brain injuries that these people are getting and the suicides. There's definitely a correlation.
I mean, that's just crazy. But even just on a playing level, like Wes Welker, he used to be on the Patriots, now he's on the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He was great, and now this year he's been all. So is it just when you're getting that many hits on the brain, even if your body is still physically fit, you just can't, it doesn't work?
Well, these guys are at such an elite level that if they lose, just say, half a step, that's a huge step in the NFL. It's the difference between avoiding a hit and getting hit hard. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's great. I mean, I was a huge fan of Junior Seau and then this Ohio State kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like LeBron James is saying he wouldn't let his kids play football. It's just, I didn't play football. I played 1 year of football. I played freshman year, and I got in like 2 times.
Okay.
So I never had a concussion. But I've seen people get concussions, and it's just, they didn't treat it as scarily as they're treating it now. Like, it seems like it's like a huge issue.
Back when we did it, you're back out on the field.
Yeah.
You know, but now they are taking their time. But it is interesting, just take the NFL, because you love the NFL. is these guys are getting a head injury and they're back playing within usually 2 weeks. They just have to pass a test.
Sometimes the same game.
Yeah. And then you had to take a Major League Baseball player who got a concussion. And he's out 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. So you're like, really? Is the brain really recovered in a week or two? No, it's not.
What is it? I've never had it. So what is it like to get a concussion?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. You do see stars or bells or whatever.
Really?
For me, it was a bright light. You walk around like a robot because you're just trying to survive and you don't realize it. You're irritable. You're angry. So
it sounds kind of like what you were going through, Joey, with when you were going to faint last week. It sounds like a concussion sort of thing.
Well, it's kind of a PTSD in a way where you become you know you're not right, so you think you're prey. So now I think that you are going to injure me. So I'm going to lash back at you before you injure me.
Oh. Okay.
It's kind of that weird thing, the dance that goes on, and it's not pretty.
And so how do people recover from concussions?
Sometimes you just got to let the brain rest and get the swelling out. Because what happens is the brain gets pushed against the skull and then bounces back and hits the skull again.
Okay.
So like a lot of the hits you see, there was actually a big one the other night where the guy got hit, but the injury actually happened because his head continued to hit.
That's what they were saying. At one of the games I was watching, they were saying that people always look at the head-to-head because there was one quarterback who got a helmet-to-helmet hit this past weekend. And they were saying, that's terrible, but a lot of the concussions people are getting are from getting hit in the chest. Mm-hmm. Or did we? Was that on a podcast? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think it was on ESPN. And they were saying just because it causes your head to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. A knee to the side of the head is brutal, too. That'll do it. You know, there was actually one, was it last night? No, Monday night. The safety for the Broncos. He had his head cranked. And then another guy hit him. And it just, so, you know, he's probably got one, too.
Did you ever get a concussion?
Yes, when I was younger, and it was what was diagnosed as a concussion at that time. I got into a motorcycle accident with a helmet on, thank God. But it was that. It was the impact of my head hitting the beam. You know, if I didn't have a helmet on, God knows what would have happened. The helmet really saved it, how I landed. Listen, I don't... when you're doing anything like that, you don't know what the amount of... Somebody just punched a kid in Washington State or something, knocked them out and killed them.
Oh, God.
It could be a tap to the head, or it could be a fucking bus hitting you.
Yeah.
You don't really know. You don't know how your body's going to be lined up, the how fast you're moving towards the object that's going to hit you. There's so many fucking variables, you know. You just get up every morning and put your life in God's hands, or whoever the fuck is watching over you, Buddha, you know. Whoever the fuck it is or whoever you believe in, that's all you could do. You don't know. There's people who play football for 55 fucking thousand years, and you see them, and they're shaking hands, and they look great. And they're doing blow, Joe Montana, you know. But then there's people that you haven't seen, and you wonder what happens to them. And now, with the power of the documentary, they pop up, and they're broke. They're fucking in a wheelchair. They can't walk. And these were your fucking idols when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Did the system fail? Did they fail? Who the fuck knows? Now, more than ever, do I hear about concussions.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, whatever, football, you got hit in the head, you got up, and you went out there and fucking played, and you drank, and you flew. I don't know. What's going on? What is it, something in the water? Is it something in our...
I think people are just huge, because basically with your... What you do, that didn't exist back then, I think they're stronger. But then we were talking earlier, this week there was a player who said that a career in the NFL was worth him dying early. Like, I don't think you'd say that about comedy. I know you wouldn't say that, but is there something you would, like, is at that level for you?
When you find something you love in this life, think of how many people walk around their life miserable doing fucking McDonald's and sleeping in their fucking car. And maybe they made a mistake in their life and they never recovered from that mistake, or they didn't know what was available to them, you know? Think about that. So think about a guy. Is this guy white or black?
I think I don't remember. Joe said he's white.
He's a white guy. Okay, who the fuck knows? This guy's been playing football since he was five. Who knows if he had three brothers? Who knows if his mother made cookies for the fucking team? Who knows what his experience is like? For some of those fucking guys from Iowa or Jersey, they've been playing. Some of my friends that I grew up with, excuse me, have been playing fucking football since they were in the bitty football season. Mm-hmm. You know, peewee football season. They played all through high school. It saved them and made them who they are today. You know, in my town, a couple of weeks ago, the high school coach died. They closed the streets for them. You know, they're who they fucking are today. So think without football, they'd have nothing. When you go to Denver, what is Denver?
Broncos.
Think of, you know, what? I perform at the Comedy fucking Store 3 nights a week. I say it to you like it's nothing. I say it to you like right. It's nothing. Like, well, let's go down to the fucking store. I got a 1045 at the store. Do you know how many fucking people who wish they had a 1045 at the store tomorrow, tonight, Christmas? I got a 1045 tomorrow night. Christmas night. You guys are looking at me, well, not you, you're Jewish. Well, you're looking at me going, Mazel Tov, you're a bad motherfucker, squeezing $15 out of a motherfucker on a Christmas night. You're the real deal, Joey. You might as well get your honorary yarmulke, but a normal person is like, what the fuck are you doing, Joe, with your life? I have the opportunity to perform, to do what I'm doing. Doc, whatever your fucking name is, Chandler, Joel, you have the opportunity to live in Southern California. Absolutely. And help people get fucking healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is my, I don't know what my dream was, but it wasn't this. I thought I was going to be in a jail cell right now, fucking selling fucking gambling cards and making tamales and selling them for 50 cents and thinking I have a great life. I didn't know. Look, just by trying something. You don't fucking know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, would I die for comedy? I was told where you're sitting. Bobby Lee was here the other day. It saved my fucking life. Because it gave me something to get up in the morning, and every day I put more stock in the belief of comedy, so I less believed in drugs. And I less believed in that lifestyle. And then all of a sudden I met a girl, and you believe in life. You believe, until one day you don't need all those things to distract you and to make you a weaker person, you know? I guess
that is a good way to look at it. Like, most people were kind of crapping on him this week. But I guess if you're like, listen, I wouldn't have lived to 20 or 25 without football. So the fact that I got to 50 is great.
Fuck, you man. Know? Who the fuck knows? But nothing's going to... Listen, God forbid for me to say something like this. If I had a 7-year-old child today, would I let him play football? Oh, my God. I'd have to. I played, and I'm here with you guys. I talked to Steve Avillo once a week. I talked to Lebrano. They all played in that craziness, and they ran up hills in the fucking summer. They used to call them suicides. They run up the hills with their fucking helmets and holding on to their helmets in 104-degree August humidity in New Jersey. I saw them do it, you know?
I remember those days.
But there's some kids that died on the field 2 years ago in the heat of the fucking summer, so.
Now, I think you bring up a good point, though. I mean, it does teach you life lessons, definitely. I mean, no other sport can teach you what football teaches you.
What happens? Let me ask you this, guys. I'm here with two gentlemen. I don't know how many people are watching this, how many people are going to listen to this. What happens if I'm fucking playing baseball? And you're playing first base, and you throw a 90-mile hit at me, or whatever they throw in Little League, a 76, and I hit it, because the faster it goes in, the faster and harder it goes out. I hit a line drive, it hits the first baseman in the head and dies.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What happens with fucking soccer? You know, I go to kick the ball, and a kid hits his beam against the ball.
They say there's a lot of people who, because the headers, would get concussions.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things, but... Am I going to lock my kid in front of a fucking computer and say you're not allowed to do anything? Oh, if you get on a skateboard, you might fall off and get a concussion.
A lot of people are doing that.
If you ride a bike, you might get hit by a fucking car. But what do you do with your child? Do you just protect them in a bubble?
That's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah. And you let them play computers all day. And then when they grow up, now she fucking call. It's amazing the fucking people you call. And you call them like two or three times, which means fucking call me back. While you're shitting, while you're fucking shitting. I don't give a fuck if you're pissing or shitting. Even then, just call me. It takes 3 minutes to fucking shit. I'm not going to hold you on the phone past that. Drump your fucking logs and call. She calls you when you're doing a podcast, too. What was I talking about? Hey, we're on a good subject there.
About letting what you let your kids do. Yeah, because I was actually...
What are you going
to
do?
I mean, you... But now you can't even... I was about to say, like, with Mercy, she's not going to be into contact sports. But now girls are doing UFC and stuff like that. So she could want
to
do that.
I'm gonna walk Mercy over to a karate school show her and say, is this what you want to do? And I'll take her to a jiu-jitsu school and say, is this what you want to do? And I'll take her to a fucking knife-throwing contest.
It's experience.
And they'll tell you after a month, this ain't for me. And they'll say, well, what is for me? I can't.
But what
my
mom
pushed me to baseball. I played basketball. So pushing ain't going to help you. It's what you like and what works for you and your body style and your system. Did I get hurt playing basketball? Oh, one time I was shooting a hoop. I liked Dr. J. So you know me. I think I'd go out to the field. I'd see Dr. J do a move. I'd write it down. I'd go to the basketball court at night. That's how creepy I was. I'd go at night and I'd practice the move.
The finger roll.
The whole finger roll under the basket. So one day, what the fuck you think happens? I'm on a fast break. I cut over to the left. Boom. I take it down the left-hand side. I cut through. And right here in front of the basket, some gorilla chops me. I hit the fucking pole perfect. It's outside. I hit the pole perfect right here. He's here, which makes the pressure, the impact, a lot faster than I could control. It took the arm all the way around. How my arm didn't fall off is still beyond me. Did I go to the hospital? No. Did I fucking go see a kid? No. I fucking
rub dirt on it and kept
rub some dirt on it and fucking kept that wing alive, you know? So 1,000 things could have happened to my shoulders over the year, Doc. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. What's the website? Give me the website. Because I went on it today, and it was very interesting. I read some stuff. I can't lie to you. I didn't understand the big words. You know? I can lie to you and tell you I looked it up.
And I'm trying to make it so everybody can understand.
Let's do it, Doc. Tell me what you got.
But it's Physio Care Center. That's PHYSIOCARECENTER. That's long, I know.
No, he's laughing because I'm stoned. You know, he just sends me to death in front of my mother-in-law. When she walks out in the street and she smells weed, she goes, marijuana.
Hey, you can't smell the edibles.
You got 5 hours to straighten up.
5 hours? With these edibles, I sleep, and the next day I'm still high 5 hours. It's going up.
I'm going to teach you how to do this. I'm going to teach you how to take two waters. Go to 24-hour fitness. Do your little workout on the bicycle. You got your camera, and you got your...
That already sounds...
You got your earphones.
Two waters. You got two your waters going to do nothing for me.
Yes, they will. I'm trying to help you out here. It'll clean you out a little bit. It'll cut that THC level down, and you'll piss it out. Yeah. Plus, you're going to sweat some out. So this is what I'm saying. You're very important you go to the fucking 24-hour fitness and get this over with. Get that 50 minute on the fucking elliptical and lift it up today and drink two waters.
So
you're
scary.
No, you're going to eat tamales. You're going to do the whole fucking thing. You got to do this.
Take some vitamin
Don't
C.
Don't do it for you. Don't think of yourself or Paul. Think of look at that flag. Take a look at that flag and what it stands for. Huh? You understand me? Get it together. You got the Flying Jew t-shirt on. It's the holidays. You're the last day of Hanukkah. Get over there to that 24-hour fitness. Get on that Stairmaster.
I was going to, but...
Dude, what do you mean going to?
You're get still, there.
You're still going.
He worked out high. It's terrifying. He told me that he couldn't go out into the sunshine. He's like, I had to stay and do a lifting workout because I couldn't leave. I couldn't go into the sun. Did you jump off the bike once?
Oh, my God. I thought Sons of Anarchy was chasing me. Oh, my God. Oh, fucking Lee.
So physiocarecenter.com.
Yeah, physiocarecenter.com. And then I'm going to be doing a couple of seminars next year. I got one here in Los Angeles, March 21st and 22nd.
Do you have Twitter?
Yes, physiocarela. Physiocare LA.
Where's the other seminars? And what are the
I have one in April in Columbus, Ohio. And working on the date there, probably about the 18th and 19th. And then in New Jersey on May 2nd and 3rd.
Where in New Jersey?
Oh, boy. I don't exactly know.
You're slipping.
I am.
Yeah, I know these things. So you're promoting fucking New Jersey. Maybe we'll do dates around here. So I'll be in Columbus, but in January, Super Bowl weekend, and that's the weekend you should be there. That's when the fucking weightlifting thing
is. Oh, Arnold, yeah.
That's the weekend when you should be there giving out fucking cards, telling motherfuckers what's cracking.
Well, I brought cards for you to hand out.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Lee, what do you think? You know, look at your shoulders. Maybe rub your feet. Maybe.
Right now, I need. Can you do anything with marijuana?
You got some vitamin C around here.
Too much?
Tremendous.
Merry Christmas.
I say kick up that vitamin C.
That'll help?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck it, Lee. Go over to like a soldier and shit.
No.
There's going to be tons of food, Lee.
You should go over to Scaff's and get some Turkish coffee.
There you go.
There.
I just need some Turkish coffee, Lee.
Yeah.
No, that would make my heart. I don't want my heart to go that fast. You look at paranoid.
Again, who thinks about their heart when they're drinking coffee? You understand me? You understand people what I have to deal with?
So if you get
most people you give them like a line of coke and they're like, dog, I'm worried about my heart. I understand. This guy's worried about his heart from Turkish coffee.
Well, when I'm on this, I can't tell you how many times I'm going down that street. And I have to turn around because I'm convinced I didn't turn the candle off and I didn't lock the door. It has to be 10 times at midnight. Stoned out of my mind in that back parking lot, which is terrifying. At like 11:30, I have the flashlight. I take the flashlight to my phone and I turn it on. And I have a Volkswagen, so I flip the key open and I run to my car. And I lock the door as soon as I sit down because it's terrifying. And there's always some guy standing there. And it's horrible.
We gotta figure out how to get into the front.
I don't. The key doesn't work. I think maybe the owner only has a key.
Fuck! We need something to the front.
It's scary, right?
Damn. Joel, you're a fucking savage. I'm happy I wanted to see you yesterday. Like I said, the pain went away. I have soreness in my knees, but it'll be gone. It's just you know.
That'll be your Christmas gift tomorrow. It'll be gone.
Yeah, it'll be gone. So now that little thing in the middle there was the only thing that was bothering me. And I was just going to wait and go back. And maybe he had the shot to give me for the rubber again to coat the knee and to prevent the arthritis from straight. Who the fuck knows anymore?
How do athletes come back? Because it's ACL and MCL. It almost happens every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, Joey, you've had two of them. And I see that you're still sore. How do these players come back at what seems like full strength?
Well, what you typically will find, they'll have another injury.
Well, yeah, well, like Derrick Rose had it been 2 years in a row and just different knees.
But why these guys are coming back so quickly now is they're actually injecting stem cells into there right while the surgery's happening. They just put stem cells in.
You should get stem cells.
And I do. That's what you ate this morning, stem cells. Those are some of the edibles I gave you.
Yeah, that's why these guys are coming back so quick now.
Okay.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say something, all right? To the church family, I love you motherfuckers with all my heart. Me and Lee want to send you guys the best wishes to your family, to everybody around you. We love that you're part with us. You listen to us twice a fucking week. We come on here. We get stoned. We talk about some shit you want to hear. You are our number one sponsors. Thank you for being a part of our fucking lives. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Joey.
You're a savage and you provide a great service. I always feel better when I go see you. And that's why you're on the show with us. But we mean that from the bottom of my heart. These are our sponsors. Onnit, always doing a tremendous job. You want to feel better. Onnit's got Alpha Brain. That's how the party starts. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll tell you again. You go into a Chinese restaurant, you order pork fried rice. If it sucks, you pay the bill and you walk the fuck out of there. You understand me? Because if they fuck up the pork fried rice, you don't want to see what the Mugu Guy pan's going to look like. That's what I'm trying to say to you, all right?
You're a big Mugu
guy. You don't want to see what the Mugu fucking looks like, okay? From one fucking fat fuck to the other one. Fat man alert! Fat man alert! I'm just dropping on you correctly. Same thing with on it. Don't fuck around or get something crazy. Listen, just start with what they talk about. They just tested it. I don't know what the test labs were. People coming back. People that are dead come back. Alpha brain. That's how we fucking do it. 100% money back guarantee. We don't even want the fucking pills back. Nobody does that. Go to your Coke dealer tonight. Go, I don't like the Coke. I'm like, what happened to it? Well, I snorted it. If it sucked, you knew after two bumps. You're not getting your money back. Alpha brain don't even want it back on it. Just tell them it sucked. Give them the receipt and they'll send you your fucking gears back, all right? And it starts there. It's all about being at the top of your fucking game. Whether it's Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech, New Mood, you're always pulling forward.
You like the protein powder?
And the protein powder is my, the Hemp Force chocolate is fucking tremendous. It's like a Yoo-Hoo meets a Carvel chocolate shake. You can't beat that shit. Late night, you come home, you're lonely. Nothing better than a nice little chocolate shake to get your spirits up before you bang one out by yourself on the couch. You know what I'm saying? You ever drink a shake before you jerk off? It's fucking tremendous. Your fucking jerk off mind goes, what are we talking about this shit for?
I don't know, Johnny.
On it. Go to onit.com and press in.
Church.
Oh, and get 10% off of your order. Don't forget to click the button and stay on it program where they send it to your house at the beginning of the month. And you don't have to leave. You don't have to go to no fucking bodega and get on it and nothing like that. All right? My main man, Dave Foley, over there at Iron Dragon TV with the classic fucking films, regular martial art films, all original, Sonny Chiba, Ip Man.
He's Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. If you like Chinese.
Old school Jackie Chan.
Old school Jackie Chan. What I'm trying to say to you, if you like Chinese people, this is the channel for you, okay? That's what I'm trying to say to you. What do they get over at Iron Dragon TV?
You can wear Joey and you get two free rentals.
It's two free fucking rentals. Two. Two. Some people give you one, snoop around, get two. I dare you to fucking look around there and just want to just get two movies. As soon as you go there, you're going to go, you know, I got to watch this. I got to watch that. They got war Chinese stuff. They got martial arts Chinese stuff. They got classic type Chinese stuff. And more importantly, they got mafia Chinese stuff. So if you like all that fucking Yakuza shit and triad, people cutting their fingers off and serving it to you as fucking egg rolls.
And then perfectly for tomorrow, because movie theaters are like $20 a ticket now.
$20 a ticket. What are you going to do?
Get friggin' Chinese food.
On me. Go there, get two fucking things of fucking movies of classic kung fu on the church. That's how we're rolling tomorrow. If you like it, you're going to keep signing back up because these motherfuckers over at IronDragonTV.com are the future. Break it down for me. What are you pressing
on? Cobra Joey. And you get two free rentals. It's perfect.
Two
Mugu
free
Guy Pan and Iron Dragon TV.
Don't get the Mugu Guy Pan. I didn't say that.
No, but the...
You started with the fried rice.
It's good, though.
Let's say you've been there before. Tomorrow, you got to bust out the Chinese menu late night. You could just eat that turkey. One, you can't eat one more fucking turkey. You just, you know what I'm saying? How much curd turkey can a fucking man eat? You're like, yeah, this is great. Fuck that. Call the fucking Chinese guys. Tell them to deliver. Get some nice spare ribs, some nice egg rolls, some white rice. A little fucking Mongolian beef, maybe some shredded Szechuan. Oh shit, some shredded Szechuan. Fuck, oh tremendous. Go to IronDragonTV.com right now. Get two free fucking rentals. See what they're about. They're showing up this fucking January with the 4K TV technology. Nobody else got this shit. That's how we're dropping on the church. Do me that favor right now. IronDragonTVRightNow.com. Get two free movies. What's the code word?
Joey.
Well, and just when you thought you're safe, you're sitting there in your underwear tomorrow for Christmas. You've been sitting there for the last 2 weeks thinking to yourself, what do I want for Christmas? What do you need? Look around you. Do you need new shoes? No. You know what you need? It all starts from within. Beauty starts from within. But if your balls ain't right, it don't do nothing. MeUndies.com. You know why? Because your underwears are in the fucking future. Why are you sitting there with white underwear like some fucking mook from the other side? You want to be fucking fashionable, right? I just saw a billboard on Melrose for MeUndies.com. They're not fucking around. Go to MeUndies.com. Look at the selection they got. They got thongs for your lady. They got thongs for you. If you want to jump up and down on Santa Monica Boulevard, they got the underwear for you. You understand me? They got the cute little boxer style underwear. I wear those for jiu-jitsu in the workout. You know why? Because your nuts don't pop out in the middle of your workout. You ever get on a bike and your nut pops out? That don't happen with MeUndies.com. Number two, you can be completely sweaty. Stick your hand in your nutsack. It feels like you got a yeast infection from the sweat. Not with MeUndies. It controls the sweat down there. You don't sweat that much in your nutsack. It keeps them fresh. Let's say you go to the gym and you bump into some freak who wants to swallow your fucking nutsack, right? boom, you'll be fucking confident. You don't have to wipe them with toilet paper.
That's the worst when that happens.
Sure. Let's say you meet a freak. You don't want to take your eye off this fucking dirty freak. You want to go in the back. You know, I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is go to MeUndies.com. A selection. You want to get a nice present for yourself. You want to get a nice present for your girlfriend. Go to MeUndies.com right now. You're going to be happy when you go there. You know what I'm going to give you?
20% off.
And free shipping in the United States and Canada. You know why?
Because
that's how we roll, bitches, here at the Church of What's Happened Now. Stop with those underwears. You've had them for 7 fucking years. Look at the inside of your underwear. You know what they look like?
Death.
That's right, death. You got shit stains, blood stains, you got VDs. Throw those motherfuckers out. Get 3 pair of MeUndies, wear 2 of them 2 days a week. Like a Puerto Rican. And you wash the other ones, and that's how you do it. Fuck it. You start small, but you go big. Go to MeUndies.com and press in.
Joey.
Oh, shit, in the box. And what do they get?
They get 20% off of their first order and free shipping in the U.S.
Like a motherfucker, because that's how we roll. Merry Christmas. I didn't hear you say thank you. But, oh, shit, here we go. Now I'm going to drop the best of the best. How do we end this? How do I end this? By giving you something for free. Everybody's looking for something fucking handout. You know what I'm giving you? Nutrition. Nutrition. It's like, Joey, what's nutrition? Let me break it down for you. NatureBox.com. Tremendous. Nutritionist approved snacks get sent to your house direct. You don't got to go to a fucking store and stand online at some fucking liquor store eating that unhealthy shit. These are all fucking tremendous. Gluten free, vegan free. I mean, unbelievable. The cocoa almonds. I'm getting a box lately.
What?
I should be getting a box today. If you swing by tonight, maybe I'll drop a little bag on you.
I got to be there when the mailman gets there. The cocoa almonds are gone.
The mailman gets there right now while you're fucking driving home to give them a drive to the bodega. I'll be eating your fucking almonds, cocksucker.
I've never got cocoa almonds.
Because you fucking get there too. You're always busy, you know, jumping up and down playing Mexican bingo.
When they first started, he came over to give me, he's like, they sent us a box. And I was like, he's like, just so you know, I took the cocoa almonds.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
First one.
They're delicious. That's what you eat if you're a stoner. Cocoa almonds. Oh, my God. The spicy sriracha cashews.
Yeah.
Delicious. Delicious.
Corn.
Do me a favor. I don't even want a dime out of your pocket. It's free. It's free. Go to naturebox.com right now and press in.
Joey.
And they're going to send you a sample bag. 4 small bags.
And 1 big bag.
1 big bag direct to your house. No fucking around. No strings attached. Once you get the free sample box and how they send it to your house direct every month, you're never going to go back to conventional again. Trust me when I talk to you about this shit. I know all about this. I'm a fat fuck. Sometimes you're sitting there, you're looking around, you're hungry, you're sick of peanut butter. You open up your door and there's a box in front of you.
When you're high, it's the best.
It's the best. Trust me what I'm telling you. I wouldn't lie to you. Go to naturebox.com. Get this party started. Get the sample pack. What are they pressing the box?
Joey.
Joey. Boom. And get a free sample box direct to your house. I don't want a dime out of your pocket. Always. Thank you for supporting On It. Thank you for supporting IronDragonTV.com. And thank you for supporting MeUndies.com and fucking
NatureBox.com.
And that's it. Happy holidays to all you cocksuckers. Thank you. Joel, how do they find you, my brother?
Physiocarecenter.com, or you can call me 310-430-5145.
Don't forget about him. Call him breathing heavy. You should breathe heavy at first. Go, what are you wearing, Doc? He loves all that type of freaky shit.
Oh, no, you just opened up for that. I hope you don't have a secretary, because you're going to need a new one. With freaking Amelia Samuels calling him. We have this one friend on Twitter who writes like terrible, awful things, but they're hysterical. Oh, like the dirtiest.
We can send me the Twitter.
Oh, thank you for an amazing year. I hope you have a great holidays with your family and be safe. Don't drink and drive and all that shit. Don't argue. You know the fucking deal. And we'll see you over the weekend with a podcast, and not we'll see you Monday morning. On Monday night. I don't fucking know. We don't know. We don't even think about that.
What's with the questions?
That's right, cocksucker.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting healthy snacks. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with healthy and delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/Joey. That's naturebox.com/Joey. And there's also a box at joeydiaz.net with all your tour dates, Joey. We're at the Ice House of New Year's.
Yeah, yeah. Ice House, the New Year's, Buffalo, New York and shit. January 22nd. Buffy coming home, Papa. Oh, shit. Super Bowl weekend. Columbus, Ohio. Don't tell me I didn't fucking tell you.
Also, go to MeUndies.com and MeUndies.com/Joey and check out all the picks they have of the different styles of underwear. And for girls, they have hot-looking boy shorts. Right now, you're going to get 20% off of your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/Joey. And for a limited time, they're going to offer free shipping in the United States and Canada. Go to Onnit.com and use code word CHURCH to get 10% off of all of the great supplements, Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Immune, Shroom Tech Sport. They have a new one for testosterone, and they also have the Stay On It program. And lastly, go to IronDragonTV.com, and you're going to use code word JOEY to get two free rentals of all the great martial arts movies Joey was telling you about. They have some really cool Jackie Chan, not Rush Hour, like Jackie Chan stuff you didn't know existed, and he does his own stunts. It's awesome. Use code word JOEY to get 20%. Oh, no, sorry. Two free rentals.
Get together, Lee, you slipper. Merry Christmas.
This is Christmas.
There you go, cocksuckers. I love you. Stay black. And what have